ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् कात्यायनाय विद्महे कन्याकुमारि धीमहि तन्नो दुर्गिः प्रचोदयात्। ॐ शान्तिश्शान्तिश्शान्तिः। Let us read from 27th, we have to see today. Gaudapada Acharya, in this very prakaranam called Advaita Prakaranam, he establishes the non-duality of the reality. And in the process of establishing this, the non-duality of the reality being the fact, he points out how the Shruti negates Jagat being Mithya, Jagat as Mithya. Only through the negation of Jagat as Mithya, only through the falsification of Jagat, the Advaitam is established. Which means Advaitam, the reality being non-dual, is a fact, because the absolute reality is non-dual. Non-duality of the reality need not be attained. It's already a fact, already reality is non-dual. And to have that vision, only Jagat has to be, the duality has to be resolved. Resolution of duality through the negation of the universe, the cosmos, is in fact seeing the non-duality of the reality, seeing the reality being non-dual, which is already there, not attained. And to negate the universe being, to negate the universe as being as Mithya, to falsify the universe and thereby to establish the non-duality of the reality, the reality being non-dual, he has to say there is no creation. There is no creation at all. So the Jagat becomes Mithya. Jagat can be negated as Mithya only if it is resolved. And for it to be resolved, it has to be shown as the manifestation. For Jagat to be understood as the manifestation of Paramatma, not the creation, you know, he has to say Jagat is not the creation. He has to negate the very creation of the Jagat. To falsify the Jagat as Mithya, he has to negate the very creation. The creation means what? When he has to negate the very creation, he has to negate the Jiva also, and also Jagat. Which means the creation of the Jiva, creation of the Jagat, both have to be negated. So Jiva Srishti Nishedaha also has to be done. Jagat Srishti Nishedaha also has to be done. So both have to be negated. Both Srishtis have to be negated to negate the creation in general. So Jiva Srishti Nishedaha, Jagat Srishti Nishedaha is equal to Srishti Nishedaha. Negation of the very creation. So negation of the creation is what? Establishment of the manifest Jagat being manifestation. If the establishing Jagat being manifestation is what? Falsifying the Jagat. Falsifying the Jagat is what? understanding, giving the vision of Jagat being mithya. So, for us to say, to negate the very creation, to negate the effect, thereby to negate the universe, there is no creation at all. There is no karyam at all. To say no karyam, the karanatvam, the causal status attributed to Brahman also has to be negated. So by negate the causal status attributed to the Jagat, the Brahman, and thereby he has to negate the very effect karyam. By negating the karyam, the Jagat can be negated. This is the order. Nothing is new today, I'm saying. But still I'm presenting you how Jagat is negated, isn't it? But if karyam is negated, how can the karyam be negated? Only if the cause is negated. Cause is negated means what? Brahman is not the karanam has to be understood. Brahman being not the karanam has to be understood. Which means the causal status attributed to Brahman has to be negated. So negation of the causal status to Brahman is possible only when you make it very clear how Brahman is not the cause. Which means Jagat has not come into existence from Brahman. Jagat is not born out of Brahman. Jiva is not born out of Brahman. Jiva also is not the product of Brahman. Jagat also is not the product of Brahman. That has to be shown. For which he quote, I told you in four steps, in the very beginning we saw how the whole teaching negation is shown through four steps. Which means he uses Shruti and Yukti. Using the reasoning, through reasoning he negated first Jiva Srishti. Shruti Yuktya Jiva Srishti Nishedaha, first he established. Thereafter, Yuktya Jagat Srishti Nishedaha he showed. Shrutya Jiva Srishti, then Yuktya Shrutya. Through reasoning he negated Jiva Srishti. Then through the Shruti support, with the quotations from Shruti support also, he negated Jiva Srishti. Thereafter, through Yukti, he negated Jagat Srishti. Then, from 15th Karika onwards, until 26th Karika, he negated Jagat Srishti with support of Shruti. So, Shrutya Jagat Srishti Nishedaha, the topic, that's over with the 26th verse. Hope you understand. Now, thereafter, we see the last part we saw. There are two words. Brahman is not the karanam of the Jagat. For if Brahman is karanam of the Jagat, then Brahman must be Savikaram Brahma. The reality must be subject to change. But what is the features of Brahman described in the Upanishad? When we analyze the words implying the features of Brahman, implying the nature of reality, Brahman, if we analyze, some logical the confusions come. Why? Because the Upanishad says Brahman, the nature of Brahman is nirvikaram, nirvikaratvam, the changelessness, not be subject to change is the nature of the reality. At the same time, and Upanishad also says Jagat Karanam Brahma. In Adhyaropa Apavada Prakriya, when it is used to negate Karanatvam alone, Upanishad presents Brahman as the Karanam. Really speaking, Upanishad, aim of the Upanishad is to negate the Karanatvam attributed to Brahman, the causal status. Here's the idea. Therefore, the question comes, it is not possible for the gold to become chain without undergoing a change. It is not possible for any cause to be, any effect must have come from the cause, and any cause must undergo a change to become an effect. Therefore, when you say Brahman is nirvikaram, Brahman is not subject to change at all. Why? It is not a subject to change. It cannot be the karanam. Why it is not the karanam? Because Brahman if any karanam must have come from some other karanam. There is no cause which is not an effect also. Any cause also must be an effect. Like if the wood is the cause of the furniture, there is a cause for the very wood, which is a tree. And for the tree also there is a cause which is a seed. Like that, every cause, anything which is a cause from one standpoint must be an effect also from other standpoint. Which means it must have its own cause. If anything has a cause, then definitely it has a beginning. And not only beginning. Beginning, which means there must be a time when it wouldn't have been there, which means it is subject to time limitation also. So anything which has the status of being, which enjoys the status of being the cause, must be subject to change. Without undergoing a change, it cannot become the effect. And if it is a cause, it must have come from some other cause. Like how a mother who is a cause for her child has her own cause, parents have their parents, like any cause must have its own cause also. Anything which has its own cause, then it must have the beginning, which means it must have what now? Beginning, it has a beginning means, then it should undergo all sixfold modifications. Anything which has a beginning is subject to sixfold modifications. We had it in Tattva Bodha. Asti, asti, jayate, vardhate, viparinamate, apakshiyate, nashyati. Hope you remember all these Sanskrit words. I'm sure you remember. So, the sixfold modifications, which means it must undergo all these sixfold changes also. Not only that, and it must have come from another cause, which means it has a beginning, which means it is subject to time also. Then you can't say Brahman Nityam Brahma. Nityam Brahma also you cannot say. So Nityam Brahma, Satyam Brahma, all these words. Then Sarvagatam Brahma. So all this, it will cause lot of logical problems if we say Brahman is the karanam. Therefore, Brahma, and then you will have to look for another cause. It will become an infinite, it will end up in the infinite, the problem of infinite regression. So therefore, Shruti says, Brahman is Nityam, eternal. Eternal means what now? It is beginningless. Beginningless means what now? It is endless, Nirvikaram, Nityam Nirvikaram. Therefore, it is an uncaused reality. Therefore, Brahman is not real Karanam. Brahman is not the Karanam at all. Brahman is not the Karanam. Brahman has no causal status. But we only say Jagat has no independent existence. Therefore, Brahman is as good as the cause, we can say. Really speaking, Jagat has not come into existence from Brahman. Like how pot has come into existence from clay. Okay? The Brahman is not the karanam. Nirvikaratvatu. Nirvikaratvatu, due to its nature of being not subject to change, changelessness, beginninglessness, timelessness, all pervasiveness, Brahman is not the karanam, not Jagat karanam. Therefore, what? The Jagat Brahman is not the karanam means there cannot be creation, there is no karyam. There is no karyam, therefore there is no Jagat, which is said to be the karyam. There is no Jagat means what? Jagat has been negated. There is no Jagat. Then what is there? Brahman alone is. You have to remember all these lines, okay? Nityatvat, Nityatvat, Nirvikaratvat, Sarvagatatvat, Brahma Akaranam. Brahman is not the Karanam. If Brahman is not the Karanam, then there is no Karyam. There is no effect. There is no karyam, therefore there is no jagat. There is no jagat means what? Then there is only Brahma. Brahman alone is in the form of jagat. Okay. Therefore, this is how we arrive at the non-duality of the reality. This Gaudapada Acharya established with the support of Shruti from until those verses. Later on, now he continues here. So now he's going to use some more logically also. He wants to reinforce the same teaching. Don't ask why I am repeating. So, Upanishad is repeat. Gaudapada Acharyaji, in his Karika, he is repeating. Logically, he establishes this. What does he establish? Mithyatvam of the Jagat. Thereby, he establishes the non-duality, reality being non-dual. For which he negates the Brahman being the Karanam. So, Brahmanaha, Karanatvam is negated. What he is going to negate now? Brahman's causal status is negated here. Okay. For what? For negating the effect, karyam. For negation of karyam is for negating the jagat. Negation of jagat is for establishing non-duality of the reality. Or advaita drishtihi, darshanam. Okay. So, let us see the 27th verse. I summed up what I taught last class. Let us go to the new lesson. So, in verse number 23, Gaudapacharya makes it very clear. This, now the fact of reality being non-dual or non-duality of the reality, advaitam eva satyam. Okay, and that is established how he says, I am not simply stating this. This fact, I am here presenting it with the support of Shruti and Yukti. Logical support and plus the Shruti, support of the Shruti quotations. He has quoted from many Upanishads which you have seen until the 26th verse. We saw Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Katho Upanishad, Purusha Suktam, like that, you know, like you quoted from many Upanishads. Now we are going to the 27th Karika. Satohi Mayaya Janma Yujyate Natu Tattvataha Sattvato jayate yasya jatam tasya hi jayate. Here he does not quote Shruti anymore. So he reinforces the same teaching. He says, Sataha Mayaya Janma Yujyate. Janma means creation. Pirappu, Totram, Padaippu is called what? Janma. Literally, Janma means birth. So birth of the creation, birth of the universe is what? Creation of the, so here you take it as the creation. So creation of what? We always talk about only creation of the birth of the jiva is taken to be what? Creation of the jiva. You know, and also the universe also. The creation of the universe or creation of the jiva. This creation, sataha, from where? From the reality. Sat means here reality. Paramborul. Sataha means the possessive case of takaranta shabda. Sataha means from paramatma, parambrahma, chaitanyam, from absolute reality or out of absolute reality or of the reality. Janma yujyate. No? It is yujyate means what? No. If we talk about creation of universe from Brahman, na tattvataha yujyate. Na yujyate. Tattvataha na yujyate means what? Now, it is not possible. So, the real creation is not possible from absolute reality, which is not subject to change. Now you should remember the nature. What is Sat? Sat means what? Sataha is the Sattil irindu. Sat means the absolute reality. What is absolute reality? You know, Nityam, which is eternal and which is not subject to change. Nirvikaram. Nirvikaram, Nityam, the beginningless, endless. Beginningless, endless, changeless, all pervasive, unmoving, only reality is what here? Sat. What is Sat? That reality is what? Chaitanyam. That is Param Brahma Chaitanyam. From Paramatma Chaitanyam, creation of the universe, real creation is not possible. If you talk, it's not appropriate. It is porundadu. Totram porundadu. Paramparalam irindu. Prapanchatin totram unmayana totram enbadu porundadu. It does not fit. No, the statement does not, it's not appropriate. Then real creation is not possible. Why real creation is not possible? Because from, if at all you say mayaya yujyate means what now? Mayaya, it is proper to have mithya creation is possible from absolute reality, but real creation is not possible. This is the meaning of the first sentence. Sataha janma mayaya yujyate. It is appropriate to say the creation, the mithya creation, the mithya creation from reality is possible, but real creation is not possible. Tattvataha janma na yujyate. Really, the creation is not possible. But, non-really, as mithya creation is possible. Like what? Why? Because nirvikaram, Brahman is nirvikaram. So that which is not subject to change cannot become the cause of something. If Brahman is the cause, then Brahman must have undergone a change. otherwise what mithya jagat becomes satyam. Therefore you can't have two satyams. Jagat is not satyam, jagat is mithya, because jagat is real creation, really created from Brahman, then Brahman must have undergone a change. But Brahman is of the nature of changelessness, therefore Brahman cannot be the karanam. What about the causal? You only mithya karanam. Brahman is not real karanam, but mithya karanam. How can Brahman be mithya karanam? Mayaya means what? Not real karanam, as though cause. Like what Shankar Bhagavatpada says in his commentary, just as rope becomes the cause for the snake, producing the snake. There is no real snake. Rope cannot become the cause for real snake. Can real snake be created out of the rope? No. But still I see the snake. I see the snake. Therefore, as long as I see the snake, the snake is as though created, definitely. And for which what? Rope is the cause. Because if the rope is not there, it is not possible for me to see the snake. So I can say what? Rope is as though karanam, and the snake is as though the creation. Which they are not real. Rope is not the real cause. We can't say from the as though karanam, from the mithya karanam, there cannot be a real snake. Real snake cannot be the product of mithya rope. Therefore, we say mithya karanam also. Like what? Like you can say, if your friend comes and gives you two tickets, free tickets in your dream to go and watch a movie or some drama in a theater, and you get the tickets in dream and put your tickets in the cupboard, and you wake up in the morning, you tell, come on, I got two free tickets, let us go to a movie. You can't use your dream tickets given by your dream friend, and watch a movie in the waking state. Similarly, here also, a mithya ticket cannot help you watch the real show. But in a dream itself, you can go to a dream theater, you can sit, have a dream sitting, and you can have a dream show, but not real show. Similarly, here also, the mithya karanam, from the mithya karanam, satyam karyam, mithya karanam cannot produce satyam karyam. Therefore, Brahman is not the karanam nirvikaratvate. Therefore, what? Jagat is not the karyam. Jagat is karyam, we can say what? Because of the maya, because of ignorance, we can say mithya creation is possible. If at all you say jagat is karyam, yes, it is karyam, but only it's a mithya karyam, not real karyam. If you see jagat as mithya karyam, then it is negatable. One is negated means it's a falsified, then Brahman alone is satyam. Therefore he says, sataha janma mayaya yujyate natu tattvataha. In reality, creation out of Brahman is not possible, but as mithya, the creation out of Brahman is possible. Reality is possible. Now, why? Because sattvataha jayate yasya jatam tasyahi jayate. Suppose if Brahman was the cause for the jagat, even if you say, no, Brahman, jagat is the karyam, Brahman is the karanam, if at all you say, then Brahman must have undergone a change, and for which Brahman must have had his own cause also. then you have to be searching for the absolute cause continuously, endlessly. It will end up in what? The problem of infinite regression. Therefore, that is what is said in this 27th verse. Let us go to the 28th verse. Asato mayaya janma tatvato naiva yujyate vandhya putro na tatvena mayaya vapi jayate. See, from reality, sataha, from reality, mithya creation is possible, real creation is not possible. We saw in the 27th verse. 27th verse says, from reality, mithya creation is possible, real creation is not possible. Now, in this verse says, asataha, from unreality, from something which is non-existent, from non-real. Now, I don't need to explain what is unreal. From something which is unreal, which does not exist at all, is called what? Asat. From, or you can even say mithya, it's okay. From asat, from unreality, you know, janma mayaya naiva yujyate, tattvataha api na yujyate, which means from something unreal, the creation, the real creation is not possible, mithya creation is also not possible. First we saw from reality, real creation is not possible, but mithya creation is possible, we saw. Now this verse says, from non-reality, real creation is impossible. How can from non-real thing, a real creation is possible? Not possible. And what about mithya creation? Mithya creation is also not possible. Actually here, and this is called what? Ajativadaha. Ajativadaha is what? Negation of the creation out of nothing. Actually, it's a refutation of Buddhistic view. For Buddhists, according to Buddhists, the universe has come into existence from what? From nothing. And we say the creation is not real. The creation is mithya. And the mithya means what? We say the mithya creation is possible from absolute, what is real. From what is real, real creation is not possible. From the reality, real creation is not possible. From non-reality, even mithya creation is not possible. Hope you understand. Very subtle teaching here. From the reality, mithya creation is possible. Real creation is not possible. From non-reality, mithya creation is also not possible. Neither the real creation nor mithya creation is possible from the non-reality. That is what he said here. Therefore, we have to again repeat it. From sat, mithya creation is possible. From sat, real creation is not possible. From asat, neither the real creation nor apparent or seeming creation also is not possible. He says, like what? He says in the first line, 28th verse, asataha. Because Buddhists negate the very existence of reality. You know, for them shunyavadi, they are shunyavadi naha. They paramparula illenruvanga avanga. We say reality alone is, they say nothing is. Okay, nothing is. Nothing is means what? Jagat is mithya. And this mithya jagat has come into existence from where? From non-reality. From shunyam, this mithya jagat has come into existence. Therefore, nothing is there for them. And what do we say? We say Brahman alone is. What about the reality, this world? The world is nothing but Brahman. The world is appearance of Brahman. Therefore, the world is not a second reality apart from other than Brahman for us to count like water 1, wave number 2, wave number 3. We can't say the 10 hundreds of realities are there. We have to say all the waves, the entire ocean is appearance of water. Finished. Similarly, this entire jagat of, you know, consisting of these innumerable creatures and beings and things, nothing but appearance of only reality. Therefore, here we don't say all that is here is only Brahman is different from saying there's nothing is here. According to them, there's no reality at all and there's only non-reality. So asat, from the asat, this mithya jagat has, no, for them this jagat has come into existence. So here Gaudapa Acharya refutes their their argument, stating ajati vadaha means nothing can come into existence out of nothing. Something must be there. But even from the sat, something is what? From sat alone, the seeming creation, apparent creation has come into existence. There's no real creation. But apparent creation has come into existence. But from nothingness, from unreal, that's why non-reality, from asat, better use these technical terms very good, sat and asat. From this sat, real creation is not at all possible. Asat, from the asat, mithya creation also is not possible. Like, that's what he says in the first line, mayaya means mithya creation, not possible. Naiva yujyate. Tattvataha. Real creation also is not possible. He gives example there. Vandhya putraha. Vandhya putraha means what? The son of a woman who cannot give birth at all. The woman, I don't want to use the barren woman and all that, but understand. Don't mistake anybody here. The Shastra says, suppose the woman who never gave birth to a son, who cannot give birth to a son, is called Vandhya. And from Vandhya Putraha, you can't say son. This boy is a son of the woman who never gave birth to anyone. You know, I'm not talking about the test tube babies and all, okay? I'm just talking, the Shastra says, generally, a mother who really carries a baby for 9 months, isn't it? So here the woman who is not eligible, not qualified, somehow some because some defect or some problem, who cannot give birth to a child at all, is called Vandhya. And Vandhya Putra, very expression is wrong. Son of a woman a barren woman. You know, is what? Tattvena na jayate. Real, there's no real birth of a son. Or even apparent birth of a son also is not possible of a woman who has never given birth to a son. How it is impossible, you understand very well. Similarly, there's no real creation possible, not at all. Even mithya creation also is not possible of something which is non-real, unreal. So, is ajati vadaha. The mithya prapanchaha. Mithya prapanchaha. The creation, this, the universe is mithya. And this has no independent existence. it is not countable a second thing. It's only appearance of the Paramatma, Parambrahma. Therefore, we cannot say there is nothing is there. They say, Vedantins say, all that is here is only Brahma. This is the 28th verse. So here also, by way of showing how the Jagat is not real, but Mithya, the creation is not real, but is apparent, and for which the Brahman is what? The Satyam. So Brahman is not the Karanam, he establishes, and then he also negates the Shunyavada. And by presenting the Ajativadaha. Ajati means no creation, only manifestation. This one. It's only man. That's what is 28th verse. Now go to the 29th verse. Suppose when it is made very clear, we are not negating Jagat as non-existent, unreal. But definitely we are negating, falsifying Jagat as Mithya, and not as a second thing, not because we negate the countability of the Jagat as a second reality, or a second parallel reality, or a second thing other than Brahma. We see the Jagat as only appearance of Paramatma. Then this, the negation or falsification of Jagat may really can result in this question: how is it possible to deny this Jagat? Because Jagat is what? Jagat is so tangible. In the Prapancham Mithya, how to say that this Jagat is apparent? It's only apparent. It's only seeming. There's only seeming creation, apparent creation. It's not real creation. It's only manifestation. There's no Jagat. It's only Brahma. There's no Jagat means it is very difficult. Why? Because Jagat is, you know, visible. We are seeing the Jagat, experiencing the Jagat. And then this Jagat is what? Experienceable, perceptible, tangible, solid, you know, Jagat. And not just already here, you know, how to say this as not as good as non-existent? Because it's very solid and tangible for us. Not only that, it is a source of pleasures and pains, all pairs of opposites. Because Jagat is in the form of what? As a source of all pains and pleasures for us. Sukham, dukkham, labha, nashta, all pairs of opposite experience also. We see the Jagat is responsible for us to go through that. We also, it's useful, isn't it? It has utility also. Therefore, how can we say the Jagat which is very useful and which is tangible, which is concrete, which is solid, which is visible, perceptible, experienceable, Jagat, how can we say this Jagat is as good as non-existent? For such a question, Gaudapacharya ji gives an answer in this 29th Karika. Let us read this now. Yatha swapne dvaya bhasam. Yatha swapne dvaya bhasam. Spandate mayaya manaha. Tata jagradvaya bhasam. Spandate mayaya manaha. Yatha swapne dvaya bhasam. Spandate mayaya manaha. Tatha jagradvaya bhasam. Spandate mayaya manaha. So here, Gaudapada Acharya ji reminds us of the previous chapter also, how and then the utility, from the standpoint of utility, usefulness, tangibility, still, no, using all those things have already been discussed in the use, how Jagat may be useful, Jagat may be tangible, Jagat may be experienceable, Jagat may be visible and perceptible, but still Jagat is Mithya. How Jagat is Mithya? He already established it very clearly in the previous chapter, the previous Dvaitatya Prakranam. The whole chapter was actually taught just to establish the Mithyatam of the Jagat. So, he repeats the same thing here. Yatha Swapne Dvayabhasam Spandate Mayaya Manaha. So, Manaha Spandate. The mind experiences, mind sees. Spandate means mind perceives. What does the mind perceive? Dvaya abhasam. Dvaya abhasam means duality. Dvaya abhasaha means perception of duality. The mind experiences. The experience of the duality or perception of duality. Called dvaya abhasaha. The truth, the division as experiencer, experienced world, the knower, known duality, experiencer, experienced duality, that duality is called what? Dvaya abhasaha. You know, twofold appearances, twofold experience, the mind has, manaha, mind experiences dvayabhasam, duality. When? No, swapne, in sleep. Yatha, just as mind sees duality, experience duality in sleep. You know, when you are in sleep, mind sees. Mayaya. Maya means what now? Because of the sleep. In sleep, what happens? In a dream, the dream, mind alone is. Even mind alone is in dream, nothing else is there. But still, there is experience. Mind has its experience. There is, now there is an individual, and then there is a world also. And the one sees that the dream individual, in the dream, there is a dream individual, and which one sees oneself as a dream individual in one's own dream. In one's own dream, in one sees one's own self as an individual with the body maintenance complex, and sees the rest of the external dream world outside of him. And as long as he is in dream, that dream universe, the mind experiences is what? Very tangible. The dream world experience, this dream is what? Tangible. And is solid. And there also what? That dream world also causes pain. There's experience of pain and pleasure. And the dream world also is very useful for the, because dream thirst is, now for the dream water is very useful to quench the dream thirst. Dream food is very useful for appeasing the dream hunger. Dream ticket is very useful for watching the dream film in a dream theater. All dream objects are very useful in dream also. In the dream, not in the waking anyway. So how dream, all the dream objects are very useful in the dream. Useful, experienced objects, useful objects, tangible objects, very solid objects. But still, just because the dream objects, the dream world is tangible, useful, experienced, No, anything tangible experienced need not be real. Need not be real. Anything experienced is not real. Finished. Doesn't matter. Okay, therefore he says, but that still, just because it is experienced, just because the dream is tangible, just because dream objects are useful in dream, you do not take it as real. How long are they real? As long as you are in dream. Only in dream. As long as you are sleeping. Your mayaya, due to the sleep alone, in dream, the duality, the mind experiences. You can't say keeping awake, you cannot even dream. And even if you dream keeping awake and it is not, then you, it is not real. There's no, it's only your own mind, isn't it? Therefore, he says, next sentence he says, tatha, in the same way, yatha swapne manaha dvayabhasam mayaya spandate. But on waking up from sleep, the same dream, tangible dream universe, experienced dream universe, useful the dream world of objects, you know, with that dual, the duality experience in dream, all of them becomes mithya. Entire dream experience becomes mithya on waking up from sleep. In sleep, what is tangible in dream? What is real in dream? What seemed to be real in dream? What was useful in dream becomes negated as mithya on waking up from sleep. Similarly, he says, tatha jagrad dvaya abhasam mayaya manaha spandate, which means it is the same, one and the same mind, mayaya, because of ignorance alone, dvaya abhasam spandate, in the waking state also, the mind experiences duality. The seer seen duality, knower known duality, experiencer experienced duality. The mind sees this duality in the waking also because of ignorance alone. Tatha jagrad dvayabhasam spandate mayaya manaha. Jagrat means jagarite. Okay, even the waking also. Which means it is not real, it's only mithya. So what, because always our question is, how can something tangible which is experienced be mithya? How can it be as good as non-existent? That's the big question, isn't it? Whatever is experienced is mithya. Upanishad says that. Second, it's not real. Whatever is experienced is mithya. In anything enjoying the status of being an object, being the experience is enough for it to be negated as mithya. Anything experienced mithya. And here, just because experienced, it's not real. So the same thing, same idea is going to say in the next verse also. Let's see here. So, tatha, yatha, just as, swapne, the perception of duality, the mind, which the mind has in sleep, in dream, is not real anymore on waking up. So also, tatha, jagrat dvayabhasaha, dvayabhasam, the perception of duality, or the duality which the mind experiences in the waking also because of maya, because of ignorance, no, is not real. It is mithya. Not real means mithya. Mithya means as good as non-existent, apparent, it is not real. The duality experienced is not real. So let us go to the next verse. Advayam cha dvayabhasam manaswapnena samshayah. Advayam cha dvayabhasam tata jagranna samshayah. Advayam cha dvayabhasam manaswapnena samshayah. Advayam cha dvayabhasam tatha jagranna samshayah. See, swapne advayam manaha cha dvayabhasam. So in dream, one mind alone, one mind, advayam, non-dual mind alone, non-dual mind alone appears as what now? The world of duality, dream world of duality. No doubt. Why? Every object experienced in the dream is what? Nothing but a thought. Every object experienced in the dream is nothing but a thought. And every thought is nothing but the mind. Isn't it? Every object experienced in dream is not a real object. You experience the dream, in dream you experience the tiger, thief, trees, forest. You experience so many things in the dream. Bus, you experience a solid bus stop, you see some people walking, the shops, everything you can experience in dream. As if you are walking near the temple, you see many people walking into the temple. You also eat prasadam in the temple. All these things are possible. You can dream all these things. But every object you experience there, single or plural or one or many, every object experienced in dream is nothing but a thought. Vasanamaya prapancha. And what is every thought? Every thought is mind. All the thoughts are nothing but mind. Therefore, all the varied objects you experience are nothing but the mind. How many? No, one mind alone appears as the world of duality. Objects of, duality. Therefore, he says, advayam manaha, one non-dual mind alone, swapne in dream, dvayabhasam appears as the world of duality, plurality, na samshayaha, no doubt. Is there any doubt about it? No. Because you had many dream experiences and you had, all the time, whenever you woke up from dream, my God. Now, on waking up, as a waker, you see what? There is no world of all the dualities. Dualities are resolved in the waker. Similarly, in the same way, advayancha dvayabhasam. Advayancha dvayabhasam tata jagranna samshayaha. The same way, the same non-dual alone, the same way, the world of duality experienced in the waking state also is what? Also is not real. Not real, nothing but one vastu alone appears as the world of duality. In fact, there is no such a thing called object at all, really. What is an object then? The object is, that is why, how to arrive at this now? That you never attain non-duality. Non-duality or the reality which is non-dual is there always. What do you do? So attainment of vision of non-duality is nothing but resolving the jagat as mithya. Resolution of mithya jagat is arriving at the non-dual reality. Or understanding, attainment of the vision of the non-dual reality. Anvaya vyatireka nyayena. So here I'll explain to you here. You need not do anything to see the rope. The rope is always there. Rope alone is. There is no snake. To resolve this snake, you need to see the rope. If you see the rope, the snake resolves. If you resolve this snake, rope alone is. When you do not see the rope, in dimness, you see the snake. And when in order to undo the snake, you don't need to undo the snake. You can never undo the snake. Snake is it's not real snake. So you cannot undo it. You don't need to undo it, you cannot undo it. It's impossible to undo it because there's no real snake. The snake will resolve, will disappear if you have the vision of the, if you see the rope as a rope, snake will resolve. So see the rope, resolve the snake. After resolving the snake, what is there? Rope alone is. And you will say this rope alone appears as this snake. Rope alone appears as this snake. It becomes very similarly here. The jagat, the duality. Here what he says is, advayancha dvayabhasam tatha jagran na samshayaha. How one mind alone appears as the world of duality in dream. On waking, you understand it is mithya. Similarly, this in the world of objects, the duality, the experience in the waking also is nothing but, only manifestation of Brahman alone. Or it's only the mind. Now here, with this verse, very interesting for you to know, with this verse, this 30th verse, this Gaudapada Acharya's, that Shruti Dwara, Shruti Yukti Dwara, Dvaita Nishedaha, adi Jagat Mithyatva Pratipadanam. You can say the establishment of Jagat being not the creation, Jagat being the manifestation, through the negation of Brahman as the causal status of Brahman, established here. Till this 30th was with the support of Shruti and Yukti. With the Shruti quotations and also through reasoning, Acharya established. Till this 30th, Karika is over. Now hereafter, from 31st Karika onwards, till the 39th Karika, 31st to 39th, is introducing a new topic, very interesting topic. So, what we have arrived at is now, there is no, Brahman is not the, Brahman is Nirvikaram, therefore Brahman is not the Karanam, therefore there is no Karyam, therefore there is no Jagat, therefore what is there is Brahman alone. These are the steps. And even if it is, we experience also what? That just because this is tangible and real, useful and perceptible, this Jagat is not real, it is not unreal, but still it is not real also, it is only Mithya. They also established. Now the next question comes, the next thing, the beautiful verse comes from here, 31st onwards, till the 39th, the new topic introduced is that how mind is responsible for bondage. Now the next question comes. What happens, when do we experience duality? When do we have duality, when do we experience duality? Only in waking. In waking, there is experience of duality. In sleep, in a dream also we experience duality. There's a dream dvaitam in dream, and then jagrat dvaitam in waking we experience. When there is duality, when there is experience, then there is duality, experience of duality. When there is duality, only then we have samsara, we have dukkham. Sukha dukkha anubhavaha, experience of paths of opposites is what? Sometimes desirable or undesirable experiences are there. The experience of paths of opposites is what? Going through this experience of paths of opposites is samsara. When do we have it? In dream, we have dream sukha dukkham, dream labha nashta. In waking, we go through this. Which means, in waking, mind is totally active. Mind is totally functional. And in dream, mind is semi-functional, which is the vasanas are, mind is partially active and functional. Only when the mind is functional, there is experience of duality, experience of the world, experience of duality, experience of pairs of opposites. Therefore, only in waking and dream, we have dream samsara and waking jagal samsara. In deep sleep state, when the mind is non-functional, we have nitya every day, we have temporary moksha in sleep. So for temporary moksha, what happens? Temporary moksha, permanent moksha, temporary moksha we have every day in sleep. Bhagavan has blessed us because we cannot handle if we have only continuously samsara, means we can't handle. So Bhagavan helps us to manage, at least have some sleep so that we are free from samsara. Enjoy moksha. Temporarily enjoy. And again he grabs the moksha from us by waking us up from sleep. Sometimes our problems in the waking and dream are so much that we cannot even fall asleep. They can keep us awake. Therefore, that in waking, in dream, in deep sleep state, there is no sukha dukkham, there is no experience of pairs of opposites. Why? Because there is no duality also. Duality is there, but still not tangible, isn't it? But you cannot, there is no sukha dukkham. Why? Because mind is non-functional. There is still duality. Don't say there is no duality. But still you cannot say there is an unmanifest duality. In deep sleep state is unmanifest duality. Waking and dream are what now? Manifest dualities. The duality is unmanifest. We say what now? Naturally resolved duality. The duality is, remains resolved. Then you have what? Temporary moksha. It's not really resolved, okay? Now, is it? It's resolved. We can't say there's no duality. Duality is unmanifest. Duality is resolved in sleep. Therefore, it is the, in if there is no, the duality is resolved in sleep, unmanifest in sleep, therefore there is no sukha-dukkam, there is no samsara, there is no, which means, we understand one thing, only when the mind is functional, there is duality, samsara. If the mind becomes non-functional, then there is no samsara. People will think, that is when, you know, the question may come, what about if I go to higher lokas, or as a higher jiva, or what about in, even in this, you know, samadhi experience. Our shastram says very clearly, even samadhi, when you say that I experience something, means in samadhi I resolve all the thoughts and I'm experiencing Brahman. If you say there is still what? Duality. If I am the experiencer, I experience Brahman in samadhi. If you say finished, there is still duality, there is no moksha. If Brahman for you is an object of experience, means still you isolate yourself as an experiencer, there is duality. That is why in samadhi, nirvikalpa samadhi, savikalpa samadhi, any samadhi experience, there is duality. I am the experiencer, I experience stillness. Which is, no, Brahman, if you say also, any experience is not Brahman. Every experience is Brahman. Brahman is not any experience. And Brahman is not object to be objectified also. Therefore, there is duality. There is bandha. So duality, as only when the mind functions, there is duality. When the mind is non-functional, there is no duality. So it is the mind which is the really samsarasya karanam. I used to quote this sentence quite often in my previous classes. Manayeva manushyanam karanam bandhamokshayo. So where is bondage now? Mind is functional. There is fully functional. There is jagrat samsara. Jagrat, the world of, the waking world of duality. Mind is semi-functional, half-functional, partially functional. Then there is swapna world, the dream world of duality. In deep sleep state, there is resolved duality. You can't say a non-existent duality, resolved. Okay, therefore, unmanifest duality. Therefore, only in the mind, therefore, if the mind is tackled, if we have mastery over this mind, then we will be free from duality for good. Samsara caused by perception of duality for good. Okay, it's called absolute mastery over the mind. Is what? Freedom from the bondage caused by perception of duality. Perception of duality will not cause the problem. Actually, by mistaking the duality perception of duality as real is the cause of samsara. Therefore, how to have the mastery over mind. It's called Manojayaha. Manojayaha means being victorious over one's own mind. Or you can say conquering one's own mind. Conquering one's mind or mastery over one's, absolute mastery over one's own mind is called Manojayaha. And Gaudapada Acharyaji calls it here Amani Bhavaha. So Amani Bhavaha is the topic from here. Okay, why now you know very well, the functional mind now contribute for the perception of duality. Not only that, perception of duality is mistaken to be the reality. Therefore, there is samsara. So to resolve the samsara, we have to resolve the duality as mithya. For the jagat has to be resolved as mithya, for which one should have the mastery over one's mind. One should conquer one's mind. It is also technically called Manonashaha. But Manonashaha means we think destruction of the mind. Resolving the total mind. Resolution of the mind is called Manonashaha or Amani Bhavaha. Or you can say Manojayaha. We use three words, okay? Why? What does it mean by saying conquering one's mind or mastery over one's mind? Resolving the mind is what? Conquering one's mind. Or having mastery over one's mind. Undoing one's mind. We can never undo our mind. We can resolve our mind. How to resolve the mind? So resolving the mind is in fact freedom from the mind. Freedom from the mind is what? Freedom from bondage caused by this unmanaged mind. Mind unmanaged is what? Being a slave of the mind is being bound by the mind. Having mastery over the mind is in fact conquering the mind. Conquering the mind is being free from the hold of the mind, which is freedom moksha. So you have to free yourself from one has to free oneself from one's mind when one is alive. Then it's called Jivan Muktihi. Once you attain Jivan Muktihi, one discover the mukti while living, then there'll be mukti for good. You know, there'll be freedom from mind for good. That is called Videha Muktihi. So how to attain Jivan Mukti? How to discover the Jivan Mukti? How to discover Mukti while Jivan Neva Muktim? How to discover the Mukti while living? Thereby how to remain, you know, how to take ownership of the freedom which is already there for good forever through Videha Mukti, for which it is the bondage is in the mind, freedom also is in the mind now. Why? Because Jagat is not responsible for your samsara. See, even in sleep, Jagat is there. The world of objects is very much there in sleep also. world is there. But then the world does not cause any problems for you. If the world is responsible for your sukha-dukkham, the world is a source of pain, unhappiness for you, or problems for you, the world is the source of your anger and enmity and desire, hatred, jealousy, etc., then in sleep also world continues to exist. In sleep also world can cause. The same world which exists in waking continues to exist when? In sleep also. When you're fast asleep, the world is there. The same objects which exist in waking state, which you think are responsible for your unhappiness, or your jealousy, or hatred, or anger, or fear, my God, even fear, anxiety, those objects cannot disturb you, do not disturb you when you are fast asleep. What does it mean? Which means, this external world of objects is not at all responsible for the samsara I go through mentally in the form of raga, dvesha, moha, mada, matsarya, bhayam. No, fear. Fear. Anxiety. All these trauma, all these different emotions and things which all the time come and then really agitate the mind. That is, getting agitated by these thoughts is what? In fact, the anxiety and fear is always there. Sense of insecurity. All the time it is there. In spite of whatever you do, whatever you achieve, they're always there. So it is the world which is responsible? Definitely not. Why? Because the world continues to exist even when I am fast asleep. But in my sleep, the world, you know, seems to be, world is not responsible for my, world is still there, still I am not agitated. Why? Because it is the, now we understand, mind. It is the mind. Bondage is in mind. Freedom also is in mind. Manayeva manushyanam karanam bandha mokshayoho. Bandhasya karanam manaha, mokshasya karanam manaha. Not the world. Neither the world. World is not responsible for my samsara. Therefore, all that I need to do is what? Now I need to do is, I have to tackle this mind. Therefore, how to tackle the mind? How to have mastery over the mind? How to resolve the mind for good? How to become the conqueror of the mind? In fact, one who has conquered the mind is said to be the conqueror of the whole jagat. No, he's called Swami. Swami means the master. Who is the master? One who has conquered one's own mind. That is why this is a fact Alexander understood when he was in battle with, fighting with Pururavas in India. Going all over the world and becoming a bigger and greater emperor. Everywhere conquering everybody, he discovered, my God, you don't need to go all over the world to fight against people, to grab all the kingdoms and become the emperor. You just need to conquer your own mind. Conquering one's own mind is much more than conquering the entire world. The real conqueror is the one who has conquered his own mind. And therefore, that is called conquering one's own mind is said to be what? Amani Bhavaha. That is a word used by Gaudapada Acharyaji in his Mandukya Karika. So he says, Mano drishyamidam dvaitam yat kinchit sacharacharam. Manasohyamani bhave dvaitam naivopalabhyate. Okay. See, enjoyment of pain or pleasure, loss or gain, success or failure, honor or dishonor, victory or defeat, enjoyment is always of pairs of opposites. So enjoyment is possible only if there is experience. Experience is possible only if there is perception. Perception means there is experience. Experience means enjoyment. And enjoyment is what? Samsara. It can be sukham or dukkham. Why? We enjoy sukham also, pleasure also, a time bound. That's the nature of anything enjoyed. It will go. Before you attain pleasure, you have to work hard. And then therefore there is a dukkha. Any experience of any enjoyment of any pleasure is what? Not pure pleasure. Any pleasure enjoyed is only pleasure mixed with pain. Dukkha mishrita sukham alone you enjoy. Know why? You have to work hard for earning the pleasure. Therefore, dukkha mishrita pleasure. Dukkha mishrita sukham alone. Pain mixed, okay, pleasure. Then to retain the pleasure also you have to struggle. Therefore, dukkha mishrita sukham alone you enjoy. Then, after losing the pleasure, you have greater pain. Therefore, sukha arjane dukkham, sukha rakshane dukkham, sukha nashe dukkha tamam, dukkha taram. In earning, in preserving, in maintaining, in retaining, and in losing, there is pleasure, there is always pain. Without pain, only pleasure I experience, I enjoy. Can you ever say that? There is no such a thing called pleasure. There is no such pleasure. A pleasure unmixed with the pain. Therefore, and when you, even if you say pleasure, the pleasure also is time bound. That is the nature. And pain also is what? Time bound. But pairs, enjoyment of pairs of opposites is going through samsara. And enjoyment implies what? Experience. And experience implies what? Perception. Perception implies what? The perceiver, perceived duality. Therefore, duality is duality, perception. The duality is equal to perception. Perception is equal to experience. Experience equal to enjoyment. Enjoyment is equal to samsara. Therefore, you can say what? Duality is equal to samsara. Dvaitam is equal to samsara. And that dvaitam is when, samsara is when there is experience, dvaitam. And the dvaitam is, when is that dvaitam? Dvaita jata samsara. When is there? Only when the mind is functional. He says, mano drishyam idam dvaitam yat kinchit sacharacharam. Whatever is experienced here, the world of mobile, immobile, sentient, insentient, animate, inanimate objects, characharam, sacharacharam, yatkinchit, whatever is experienced. What now? Dvaitam, idam drishyam. Idam dvaitam, mano drishyam. It is all perception of the mind, manodrishyam. This is the world of duality. Yeah, whatever is experienced, no, is what? It's only the perception of the mind. Perception of the mind means what? When is the perception? Only when the mind is functional. The mind is non-functional means there is no perception. The mind is not active, inactive mind, non-functional mind is there means there is no perception. There is no perception means there is no perception of duality. There is no perceiver perceived duality. There is no perceiver perceived duality. There is no experience. There is no enjoyment. There is no samsara. In dream also there is dream perceiver perceived duality. Because then also what happens, even though then this perception external, the perception of the external world of objects is not there, there is internal perception. There's a thought perception, isn't it? Therefore, there again, the vritti jata, the vritti produced objects are there. There was a duality, because then also in dream also mind is functional. Even though mind does not function along with the sense powers like in the waking, because sense organs do not function with the mind in dream, therefore there is no external world of objects, but there is only internal thought produced, thought projected dream, subtle world. Vasanamaya prapancha is there. Then you have what now? Vasanamaya prapancha jata vasanamaya samsara. Again you have what now? You go through samsara. In dream also there is sukham, dukkham, no nashta, labha nashta, the pain caused by loss or pleasure caused by gain. What it is? In dream also you go through same samsara. That is why dream samsara is caused by your abala prarabdha. And if jagrat samsara is caused by prabala prarabdha. If you have weak prarabdha, you experience sukha-dukkham how? In dream. You experience sukha-dukkham in waking if you have strong prarabdha. Prabala, abala, prarabdha, phalam. You experience in the form of dream sukha-dukkha or waking sukha-dukkha. But when the mind is non-functional, totally inactive, then all the vrittis are resolved. There's a netra vritti, shrotra vritti, jihva vritti, nasika vritti, all these different antakarna vrittis, the thoughts, going through the sense powers, illuminated sense powers, all of them are resolved. Mind is totally non-functional. The vrittis being resolved, all the sense powers being not backed by the vrittis, sense powers also remain resolved, then what happens? All the powers of organs of actions also resolved. Therefore, entire sukshma, except the pranas, in deep sleep state, pranas, except the pranas, rest of the subtle aspects which constitute subtle body remain resolved, non-functional. There is no physical activity or there is no knowledge. There is no perception. Therefore, there is no experience, there is no enjoyment of the external world of objects. The external world of objects becomes as good as non-existent, even though it is existent. Therefore, where does the samsara lie now? Therefore, manodrishyam idam dvaitam, yat kinchit sacharacharam. This duality itself is there. No, it's all only in the perception of the mind. There's no real duality. Time caused division, space caused divisions, differences. differences and divisions, plurality and duality, multiplicity, caused by time and space, and they're all what no, all of them are, is what no, in caused by the perception of the mind. The perception of the mind means, the mind is functional means there is perception. Perception is there means there is duality, plurality. Divisions, differences. Then there is samsara, dukkham. Therefore, that is why, in even though in dream and waking you have this perception of duality, thereby plurality, divisions and differences, thereby we experience, enjoy sukha-dukkham, the form, samsara, in the form of pairs of opposites, also all the emotions such as jealousy, fear, etc. He says, in deep sleep state, it's not that there's no, the all these emotions, the desires, where do the desires go in deep sleep state? Where does the jealousy go? Where does the hatred go? Where does the anger go? Where does the aversion go? Where does the fear go? My God, there's no fear in sleep. Where does the anxiety go? All of them are not there. Why they are not there? No agitation, no thought. No, there's no thought, no vrittis, not too many vrittis like other things. Because there's no perception, simple, that's all. Therefore, this our own experience proves the jagat which continues to exist in sleep is no more the source of pain, no more the cause of some bondage, no more responsible for my pain I go through in life. It is the perception, my perception of my mind. Therefore, if the mind, if the perception of the mind, if I understand what this perception is all about, what is this function called perception of the mind, then I understand the entire function called mentation. In understanding the function of mentation, understanding what perception is, I resolve the very mind in its own truth. What is that? Understand, when you understand the water as the truth of the wave, you resolve the wave as wave is water. There is no such thing called a wave. Similarly, in understanding the truth of the mind, you resolve the very mind. In resolving the mind, you resolve the function of mentation. You resolve the perception, mental perception caused duality. Resolve the duality caused jagat. The duality means resolve the jagat. You resolve the samsara also. Therefore, the understanding what the mind is, what this function of mentation is in fact resolving the mind for good, which is called amani bhavaha. He says, manasaha hi amani bhave. Manasaha amani bhave. In resolve, amani bhavaha means resolution of the mind. The whole jagat is nothing but perception of the mind. Where is the mind? The jagat? Jagat is in the thoughts. Thoughts resolve means jagat will disappear. Thoughts rise means jagat comes into existence. Amazing. That's why we say, drishtireva srishtihi, perception is creation. It's beautiful to know, very subtle, very beautiful lesson is going to follow. So, manasaha hi amani bhave, indeed, in resolving the mind, dvaitam naiva upalabhyate. Duality will never be available if the mind is resolved for good. Mind is resolved means thoughts will be resolved. The thoughts are resolved means the perception will be resolved. Perception is resolved means perceiver perceived, duality, division will be resolved. Therefore, what is Amanibhava is going to explain the following verses. He introduces that first, he says that dvaitam naiva upalabhyate. Here the question might come. If I resolve all the thoughts, I can resolve duality, perception, thereby I can resolve the duality. Therefore, if I practice meditation, if I practice upasanam or meditation, then in the long run I can resolve all my thoughts, then I can have samadhi experience. Like in sleep also I resolve the duality. How? By naturally having the thoughts resolved, I resolve duality, so I enjoy temporary moksha. If I practice meditation, and if I can resolve my thoughts in samadhi, can I say in samadhi also I can experience, can I call samadhi moksha? No. In sleep, duality is not resolved cognitively. Duality remains unmanifest. It is not resolved for good. That is why again there is duality comes into existence. Again a true duality. In samadhi also happens to be an experience. Sleep also happens to be an experience, a state of experience. Any experience subject to change, it will not be permanent. No experience can be permanent. No experience will be permanent. Every experience subject to change, that is the nature of experience. Why? Any experience implies thought. Thought being there. And there's no such a thing called permanent eternal thought. The thought is of the nature of constantly changing, flickering. If you ask me what is the nature of the thought, thought is of the nature of coming and going. Why? That is its nature, swabhava. Any thought is of the nature of coming and going. It will come and go. Rise and resolve. Rise and resolve. Rise and resolve. Rise and resolve. That is the nature of the thought. So thoughts, there is every experience is a thought involved. When thoughts resolved, experience also will resolve. Like what? There is a continuous flow of electricity in your house, isn't it? The electricity, not like India, suppose in UK, in Australia, everywhere, there's no such thing called a power cut. So there's no power cut. Power is continuously here, there. But sometimes, even though we don't have power cut, in spire court, I always experienced darkness for some time. Why? The bulbs used to fuse. And I had to tell Keith G, my bulb has gone. You know, bulb goes. Every time the bulb fuses, there is darkness. Electricity is there. Even though electricity by itself cannot contribute for illumination. But without electricity also, bulb by itself cannot contribute for illumination. So illumination always implies what? Electricity plus bulb with good filament is equal, contribute for, is equal to illumination. Similarly, the Chaitanyam, the consciousness by itself cannot contribute for experience or cognition. So thought without consciousness also cannot be contribute, cannot become the cognition or experience. We say the consciousness manifest in thought is equal to what? Cognition. If a thought is not there, there won't be manifestation. Consciousness does not come and go. Always consciousness is. Consciousness does not come, does not go. Always consciousness is. But what comes and goes? Thoughts. Why thoughts come and go? That is the nature. That is called function of mentation. Adha manadini yakkam. That's called functioning of mind. That's how mind functions. Thoughts come, thoughts resolve. Thoughts come, thoughts resolve. When thoughts come, that is, if I bring the opaque mic in the light, I can say there's reflection of thought, reflection of light. The opaque mic is taken away, there is just the light. Similarly, if there is consciousness is always there. If the thoughts come, there'll be manifestation of consciousness. Thoughts resolve, there is consciousness. Thoughts come, manifestation of consciousness. Thoughts resolve, consciousness. Thoughts come, manifestation of consciousness. Thoughts resolve, consciousness. Then this manifestation of consciousness is what? Knowledge, cognition, experience, perception. Thoughts are not there. Consciousness continues to be there. Does not come, does not go. What is not there? Consciousness is, there is no manifestation. Why? Manifesting medium, the thought is not there. Therefore, what? There is no perception. There is no cognition. There is no experience. There is no knowledge. We can't say experience because again, it's another, I had to say experience again is differently, I had to say. But I want to understand the world. There's no experience of the external world. So experience of the external world of objects, including your body and senses, imply what? Thoughts being there. Therefore, it is the thoughts. Where is the world now? The whole jagat is nothing but manifestation of consciousness, manifestation of knowledge. If the consciousness is not manifest, jagat will be non-existent. Jagat will be as good as non-existent. For the consciousness to manifest, it needs manifesting medium. What is that? Thoughts. What are the thoughts? All the thoughts constitute together what? Mind, manaha. Therefore, where is the bondage now? Manayeva manushyanam karanam bandha mokshayoho. Ippa purirda. Understand now how the jagat is manifestation of knowledge. Bulb plus the entire world of opaque things is nothing but expression of electricity. The bulb is not there. Electricity is continues to be there. There is no expression. Why? Because electricity unexpressed is cannot contribute for illumining. Therefore, the thoughts, the thought which is dependent on Chaitanyam, consciousness, for its own existence, for its own illumination. He is responsible for the rest of the world to shine. Responsible, it's somehow it's nimit, it becomes the medium. Therefore, if you understand what these vrittis are, what these thoughts are, thereby if you can resolve the very mind, resolve the thoughts, the understanding, the truth of the mind, what is that which lends existence to the mind? How the mind now borrows its existence? How the mind, inert mind, borrows its sentiency? How the mind borrows its consciousness? How the mind becomes conscious and sentient? If you understand, then we can resolve the mind also, not physically, cognitively, in its own truth. Thereby you can resolve the entire mind, thought, perceived, mind perceived, not projected, okay, universe, duality. This is called what? This is called having, this is the only way you have, you can have understanding what the mind is resolving the mind. Resolving the mind in its truth is what? Having mastery over the mind. Having mastery over the mind is what? Conquering one's mind. And conquering one's mind is what? Becoming free from the hold of the mind, which is becoming free from samsara, freeing oneself from the even perception of duality, which is moksha. You need not deny the perception, but you can understand the duality being mithya. You are going to undo the perception of duality or plurality. You are going to undo the jagat. If the jagat in knowledge, jagat will continue to exist. Perception of duality will continue to exist. But you will not see the perception of duality as satyam, but it will be, even though it is tangible, perceptible, experienceable, no, useful, still you can negate this duality, perception of duality and the universe as what? The jagat as mithya. This calls about now amani bhavaha, and which we will see from the next class. So, okay? Mandukya Upanishad has to be understood very, very, very carefully. So when you negate Ishvara, you can negate Ishvara only when you say all that is here is only Atma, Paramatma. That's why you have to be very careful also. Until then, there must be Ishvara Bhakti. Bhakti should culminate in that vision of Advaita Drishti. That's why you can say Dvaita Darshana Nishedaha Eva Advaita Darshanam. Very beautiful sentence, huh? Dvaita Darshana Nishedaha Eva Advaita Darshanam. The Advaita Darshanam you have to, and there's no Darshanam. Advaita, isn't it? So, because for want of expression, I use the word Darshanam. Negation of perception of duality. Negation of duality is, negation of the jagat is, duality is, in fact, seeing non-duality. Don't attain anything there. Resolve the jagat, resolve the ocean as mithya and see ocean as the appearance of the water. Resolve the universe as mithya, see the universe as manifestation of knowledge. And the word manifestation must have become, how the whole jagat is manifestation of knowledge means, knowledge is manifest where, pure knowledge is Brahma. Knowledge manifest means not without thoughts. No thoughts, no manifestation. No manifestation, no perception. No perception, no jagat. Therefore, what is this jagat? Manifestation of knowledge, which is Param Brahma, Paramatma. Okay, I'll see you next class. Om Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om. Om Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.